Hi, I'm Jana Zwiebelman, and I now live in Bend, Oregon. I lived in Corvallis for years, listened to KLCC. And this is my friend Janine Florence.
Hi, I'm Janine Florence. And we met because I stayed at an Airbnb in Corvallis, and the woman said, oh, you live in Bend. I have a friend there named Jana. So
I'm going to be telling a story from before Janine and I knew each other. So my husband, Bruce Marbin, came to the very first country fair that there ever was. And we came to most of them since then. And Bruce, almost 2 years ago, passed away from ALS. But before he was diagnosed from that, we were at the fair. We usually came to the fair and worked at the Nearly Normals booth, making and selling falafels and honey lemonade, owned by our friends who own Nearly Normals in Corvallis. And so one year we came for the Sunday, the last day of the fair. It was about 13 years ago, I'd say, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, something like that. And we, it's noises in the background. And after our shift at Normals, we were going to the vaudeville shows and all the different attractions at the fair. And as Bruce liked to tell it, we were at the last show of the last day, the last act before the big sweep to get everyone out of the fair. And we were with a friend. We had brought a friend, Judith, who had never been to the fair before, who didn't live in Oregon. So she was a bit overwhelmed. And I always got lost in the fair. I could never find my way through the maze, but Bruce had a really good sense of direction, so we were following him around. Well, just as the band finished, I looked around and Bruce wasn't with us. And I said, that's funny, where is Bruce? And I looked around and he was off behind the crowd, standing under a tree by himself. And I said, Bruce, what's going on? And he said, I felt claustrophobic. And I'm like, what? Really? That's not like you. And he was perplexed too. And I said, do you feel okay? And he said, well, my back feels a little funny. And so I said to our friend Judith, go find something called White Bird. There's a medical booth here for emergencies. And Judith said, I don't know my way around. I said, I don't either. Just go ask people and find White Bird, and we'll be here. And I told her which stage we were by. And everybody was starting to leave the fair who didn't spend the night here. And so there was a big, thick wall of traffic on the paths. And Bruce and I made it across the path to a bench. And I had him sit down. And he was feeling funnier and funnier. And I just reminded him, okay, breathe, which he later said was really good for him. But we were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for Judith to come back. And everybody was happily streaming out of the fair. Finally, I started calling, is there a doctor here? And does anyone know where White Bird is? Could someone get White Bird? So eventually, some young guy strolled up and he said, hi, I'm from White Bird. Is anything going on? And so we told him what was going on. And he said, oh, well, let's walk over to White Bird. So he had Bruce walking through the crowds, over the bumpy paths and through the dust and everything. So the three of us made our way to White Bird. We knew the doctor on duty was someone we had known from the Montessori school, because Bruce had been the head of the Montessori school, and this guy had been a parent there before, and he's an emergency room doctor, and he was volunteering in White Bird. So he recognized that Bruce was having a heart attack, and he gave Bruce some nitroglycerin, which turned out to be outdated nitroglycerin, because I think it's because the fair at that time was still just set up for those of us who had started coming a long time ago, and drug trips and highs and things like that is what they were prepared for, but not for older folks stuff like heart attacks. So, and Bruce was maybe 58 or so. So then they called Sacred Heart Hospital in Eugene, and Sacred Heart sent out an ambulance, which of course couldn't get into the fair. So they brought a gurney in and put Bruce on this gurney on wheels, and it was through the back paths behind the booths, which is full of tree roots and rocks and ruts, and Bruce was bumping and clumping over it. Well, in the meantime, Bruce had at one of the vaudeville shows, he really had a corny sense of humor. And he really liked one of the jokes that he heard. So as he was laying on the gurney, he was telling the attendants this corny, terrible joke. And everybody was rolling their eyes at him. And we got to the ambulance. So I got in the front of the ambulance. They had Bruce in the back with two attendants. We were riding to Eugene. I got hold of a friend on the phone. I got hold of my daughter on the phone. Our daughter was, of course, upset and going, "Oh, my gosh, oh, my God." And I was like, "Devorah, I'm trying to stay real calm. I need you to help me stay real calm." "Okay, Mom, okay." And it was tense. And just before we got to the hospital, I turned around and I could see a little bit through the window, and they were all of a sudden, instead of just sitting there next to Bruce, they were in action. These two guys were putting him on a defibrillator, which I call the clappers, and it was like crisis time. And I was trying to calmly say to the driver, "Is the hospital ready for us? Do you know whether the hospital knows what's going on?" And in my very calm way. And we got to the hospital. They got him into the emergency room. They started working on him like crazy. And back at the fair, somehow I had gotten sent the word with Judith to the Nearly Normals booth where our friends were to have someone bring our car to the Sacred Heart Hospital. And there's a guy who lived in Eugene who was going home who was very happy to take the car. Somehow I got the key to them. And so when I was in the emergency crisis room with Bruce, they called me out of the room and they said, "Someone's here for you." And I'm like, "What?" They called me out to the waiting room and there is this guy saying, "Here's your keys. Would you give me a ride home?" And I'm like, "No, you don't understand." And I went back in with Bruce. Well, Bruce ended up living. He got a stent put in. They took great care of him at Sacred Heart. My daughter made it down there from Portland. And we stayed at a hotel near the hospital for several days. And when they released Bruce a couple days later, I remember that I was even more terrified then because they were releasing him without our friends around, without the hospital staff. It was like, "Okay, go home." And my daughter and I were like, "Oh, okay." So that was the story of Bruce and the heart attack and the country fair. He wrote a long letter later to the country fair, thanking them, thanking Whitebird, of course, thanking Sacred Heart too. But we gave lots of suggestions to the fair about updating their capacity for problems that older folks could have. And I think they probably heeded a lot of the suggestions, so I appreciate the fair. The next year, Bruce said, "Okay, country fair's coming up." And I said, "What? You want to go to the country fair?" And he's like, "Of course." Oh, the night before, well, two nights before, we had just come home from Ireland, a vacation to Ireland, because Bruce played Celtic music, and he had wanted to go to Ireland for years, and we had finally made it, and he played around the pubs on our tour of Ireland and visiting friends in Ireland. And one day we had climbed high up some cliffs that were over the ocean because we were trying to find these monk beehive huts. And we didn't want to go. We were told you don't have to go through the regular tourist channels and pay the farmers to see the beehive huts. You can go that back way. So we were like being cheapskates, and we decided to go the back way, and it sounded like more adventure. And so we climbed up and up and up. There was no view. There were dead sheep because if the sheep died up there, the farmers didn't bother to take them down. We got past the live sheep. Saw a lot of dead sheep. We were lost. We were looking for the beehive huts and never found them. But in retrospect, after his heart attack, well, Bruce called it a heart event, not a heart attack. But after that, he, in retrospect, said, "You know, I didn't tell you, but I was feeling kind of funny when we were up there." And so he thinks that he would start having heart event symptoms up there. And it would have been all over if it had really manifest while we were up away from everything.
So did you come to a country fair?
We did. The next year we came to the country fair, worked at the booth, saw the vaudeville acts. Everything was fine.
Good.
And then a few years later, we kept coming when he was in his wheelchair.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I think that's the end of the story.
All right. Jeez.